Seriously, Paul, I do wish this was a vacation. I really think you could use a break from all this scientist work. It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible? Seriously, Betty, you know what this meteor could mean to science. If we find it, and it's real, it could mean a lot. It could mean actual advances in the field of science.
No, I know.
Nestled deep in the bosom of the Rocky Mountains, Brian and Baxter show the desire to defeat stupidity in the face of certain stupidity. Join us now for Warning Radio.
Ranger Brad, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
I enjoy that every time.
What?
Just the intro that you weren't listening to.
Oh, I was too busy talking about pips.
Having an argument.
Which is a new paranormal offshoot from orbs.
Right.
Actually.
So. Oh, mention orbs later. I have a conversation to hold. Once we're out of our introduction here.
This is July 13th, Monday. It is time to be live from the Brook Forest Inn up in lovely Evergreen, Colorado.
It is lovely.
It is lovely.
It's beautiful.
So actually, someone today said, that's not in Evergreen. Well, it's kind of close. It's Evergreen. It's Evergreen-ish.
It's in Brook Forest, actually.
Yeah, which is Evergreen-ish.
Yeah.
It's own
west
place.
Of Evergreen.
Yes. So just deal with it. It's Evergreen. So here we are. This is pretty darn exciting.
We should have stuck a mic outside for a babbling brook.
Yeah, that's true.
Audio.
That's true.
He doesn't have that on.
You know, I think I probably do.
Yeah, but we could do it for real.
Ah, see, that's good.
There you go.
That sounded like your bathroom thing.
Trip.
Yeah.
It's kind of a babbling.
No, bathroom.
I don't remember the seagulls in the bathroom for some reason or another. Now that sounds more like the bathroom. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, so does that.
I'm rub-a-dubbing in the tubbing right there.
Okay, you're on a roll.
Well, that's kind of nice. So here we are, Brook Forest, and up in the forest. It's very nice. The birds are singing.
See, you should have been nice to the audience and just put the camera out the window instead.
Oh, yeah.
That way they didn't have to watch us.
Now we have a campfire going. It's kind of nice.
That is nice.
We can tell some stories this hour.
Ghost stories.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to.
Actually, road trip stories.
There was a monkey screaming in the background.
Oh. Who let the dog? I don't want to go there. Guess I'm done.
Are you done playing with the board?
No. Okay,
oh,
I'm done now.
Oh, goodness, he was
done.
Trying.
Okay, you're on a roll?
No.
We're going to be able to talk about all kinds of fun stuff. We just don't know exactly what that stuff is yet. We love doing shows like this, where we just sign on and we go, hi, yeah, what should we talk about?
Well, this is kind of like a naked show, but kind of not.
Kind of, yeah. That's what it's all about.
Well, we were up here because there was another paranormal investigation group
that's
supposed to be up here.
Supposed to be up here, yeah.
Because we were going to spend the night with them, and they
they
have opted to not contact us after hearing our lecture.
We were going to spend the night?
Huh?
Oh, you all just forgot to give me that little detail.
No, we gave you that detail.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
No.
Why are we up here?
I thought we were just going to do a tour with them.
No,
we're babysitting them through an investigation.
Their
investigation
is like 20 minutes, believe me.
So we don't know how long it'll take.
I didn't bring enough clothes.
Are you wearing clothes?
You brought enough.
You brought enough.
No.
Because we don't have to do anything. We can just lay down. We don't have to do nothing.
We can get your room. You can shower.
There's a restaurant here.
Well, there. Now I will give you this. It has been some time since we discussed it. But it was discussed. But yeah, so you could have easily have spaced out that other information. That's understandable.
You know, you don't send me an email. What do I know?
Well, if I do send you an email, you say I didn't check my email.
No, no. You know not to do that. I said I didn't have access to it.
Right, for that week. I've been worried. I can't check my email. So then now you're complaining because I don't send you an email. You know, I have had it.
You might have had it, but I'm just saying you didn't tell me nothing about tonight. That's all I'm saying.
That's okay. It ain't happening.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I think you're wrong.
What?
Anyway, no, I think she's wrong.
Oh.
Oh, Cinder Kitty found the novel.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. So we have Dallas Stone sitting next to us.
That's yes, true. We do.
Here is Dallas Stone, ladies and gentlemen.
And his unnamed sidekick.
Yeah, so do yeah. No, what's his name?
Well, I'm Buck Naked.
Buck, yeah.
You are not the cop. I know you're dreaming. Yeah, why do I sound like I'm on old-time radio?
You are.
Because I can put you back the other way. We'll let the audience decide, okay, what they like better.
Yes.
Because you can sound like this, uh-huh. Or you can sound more like this.
Okay. What does that sound like? That sounds rather alien.
How do you know?
Because it sounds like that to me in the headset.
See, it's just the buzz that I wasn't liking.
We'll take the buzz out.
Well, that's what I was doing.
Well, then why was I sound like old-time radio?
Because I was taking the buzz out.
Lord love a duck.
Get with it there, jeez.
I'm not the technologist.
Apparently. So the crowd can tell us if they like that or not.
No, take the buzz off.
Do they, the crowd, say they want the buzz off?
What crowd are you talking about?
The crowd that you're typing to.
Well, it was just Stu.
Oh, wait, now, wait a minute. Put your hands back up on the keyboard.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Now take them away.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so it's my... It's my proximity?
It's there's an allergy from the Macs to the PC, apparently.
Ah. Yeah.
So, we'll just have to be aware that you'll hear some buzz.
Type.
Well, it's just when you are typing, we'll know what it is.
I will communicate by sign.
I think that's fine. Yeah,
hello.
We do have a camera. We do have a camera. That would be beautiful. I come from the land
How
of blue light.
And I can only fingerspell because right now I can't remember anything except maybe exact sign. How are you?
Can you sign Jesus is dead?
Fingerspell.
Well, I don't want fingerspell. I want the real thing. Because I need to learn how to sign that.
It was the book of the month and that's why you can't find it now?
Oh.
Oh, you sound more natural now, though.
Yes.
That's kind of nice.
It was the book of the month.
Is it the Oprah's book of the month?
If it's Oprah's book,
no, it wasn't Oprah's.
Yeah, if it was Oprah's book of the month, there would be a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. All right, this show's starting to suck. Let's kick this
up
a notch.
Well, that's just because no. Oh, are you going to read any from the book?
Yeah. Find me
I'll
a passage and I'll read it.
Because I think we should share that with the people.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about this fantastic book, Rocky Mountain Paranormal, does appear in a Harlequin romance. Yes, yes, it's true. And I know you guys were thinking, why has this not happened sooner?
What did she say? It took her about 6 months to write.
Really?
Yes.
I find that hard to believe. Joan Netter could have popped that out in an afternoon.
It's true.
Yes, but I don't think it would have had the same appeal.
Oh, it would have.
Yes, it would.
I don't
it
think would've. It would have been published by the same published house.
There would have been probably more ejaculations is all.
Oh.
So.
Oh, and Stu's talking about the Denver Post article.
Yes, we are actually going to be bringing up the Denver Post article. And
the lack of the Examiner article.
Right, and the lack of the Examiner article. But first we're going to talk about our lecture over the weekend. It was a lot of fun.
It had tie-dye.
It had tie-dye in it. It had Jimi Hendrix in it.
Mm-hmm.
It had an Afro wig.
It did have an Afro wig.
It did, yeah. And it had many...
It had, what is his name, Otis?
Cletus.
I don't know why Otis sticks in my mind better.
Well, maybe you're thinking of Shuggy Otis.
No, I'm definitely not thinking of Shuggy Otis.
I just thought maybe. Because I was. I like Shuggy Otis, personally. Why? Well, we were talking about...
I don't know who Shuggy Otis...
He's the guy who wrote Strawberry Letter 23.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, that was actually a remake. So that's a good song.
It is a good song. We're talking about the Brothers Johnson version.
Right, right, which is a far better produced song. But you would not believe how close the two are, other than the superior production.
Right.
And superior singing.
Yes, well, so, Brothers Johnson.
Yes, it was really good. Okay, anyway, enough of that. The lecture was a lot of fun. Oh, what?
Nothing. Cinder Kitty was just, she wants her copy signed. But she's not talking about the... what is it called? Midnight investigations.
Yeah, nocturnal emission. Is that what it was?
You don't have to investigate that.
Some people
you're just
do.
Mad because you're not named in the book.
I'm not.
I'm not named in the book.
You're named
you're
in
just,
the book.
You're just taking a name in the book is what you're doing. Well, so am I. I mean, I don't know.
You're not even in the book.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, as what? Sidekick. Unnamed.
No, he's got a name.
Sidekick, like with quotes, sidekick.
Unnamed.
It's
sidekick, comma, unnamed.
It's the Dallas and Sidekick show. That's awesome.
Yeah, I wonder if she's going to get upset when we...
She used our name, we'll use hers.
Start referring to everything as, you know, Dallas Stone.
Dallas Stone
well,
spoke
if,
softly.
If there is another member in there that gets named that sounds like it could be me, we will change the name of the radio show to that.
The whole show?
Well, it'll
to
still be Warning Radio, but...
Or?
Well, no, that's a kind of, we could be the Midnight Investigation
I
show.
I think actually we should have...
On at 7 rather than midnight.
Well, we should have a sideshow. It would be...
We are a sideshow.
Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research, blah, 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 blah. Midnight Investigations.
The little tagline there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yes.
That's nice. See,
they're fighting.
No,
what are you guys talking
with
about?
No, Rick's
Midnight
talking
Bukkake.
About.
I like that, Stu. That's nice.
I wonder if Rick has read that.
Midnight Bukkake?
Yeah.
I don't think it's an actual book at this point.
Oh, Midnight Bukkake. Okay, but I mean, I mean Zombie Bukkake.
Oh, I don't think so, because I think I've got the only copy around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he's got the only copy in Colorado.
So I can start circulating that around if anybody else wants to read it. It is a lot of fun.
I think Rick should read it. I would love to read his review.
Yeah. Yeah, Rick would have a very interesting review, and it'd probably have a lot of acronyms and...
I found it.
Stuff.
Abbreviations. You might as well just go for the general classification
abbreviations.
Yes. Right. Then there's no fight.
I'll give it a shot.
So, now, yes, we are in A Harlequin Romance, and I'm going to read an excerpt from the book now.
But before you read the excerpt, be sure you give some context of what... the book's about, and then read the excerpt.
Well,
it's about a romance writer trying to push paranormal stuff when she's used to writing romance novels.
It's called Midnight Investigations. See, I got Nocturnal Emissions now. I keep thinking it's called Midnight Investigations, or Investigation, and they're discussing a K2 meter at this point.
And so this is a reading by Baxter.
Yes. And this is how you can tell it is written by a romance novelist. I'll give it a
you
shot.
You need some music.
Let me see here.
Screaming monkeys need to go with this, but just talk.
I'll give it a shot. Desi rose to her feet. In the main room, she headed for the bed. She set the digital recorder on the quilted coverlet. Velcro ripped, and she reached into a deep pocket on her pants. Buck peered at the unit she held. It was about 10 inches long, in a plastic case, and had a bank of glass bulbs. What kind of batteries do you think that would use?
Triple D.
Electricians use them, she said. Dallas gets some interesting results with it. I think I'll stop right there.
Yeah, that's enough for one evening.
That is just awesome.
It is awesome.
So that is Rocky Mountain Paranormal infiltrating one more form of media.
Genre.
We soon will be
genre.
The kings of all media.
Yes, we will be. Mm-hmm.
Look out. Look out,
look out, Howard Stern. We're coming.
And I want you to know, Brian did buy a copy, so that
I
is legit.
I bought two copies.
Oh, one to give away as a gift.
No, I bought a hard copy and I bought a Kindle.
A digital copy.
Why did you buy a hard copy?
Well, wouldn't you want to have something
you
like that?
You gotta have the hard copy.
I'm going to try to find one.
It was
when the price goes down.
It was 22 cents.
Yeah, when the price comes down, I'll go looking for one. But
yeah.
Right now, that's a little bit of
when
my
it's
range.
In penny sales.
So, yeah. But, yeah,
oh,
the lecture was fun.
An
and
it.
I want to thank all of you guys for showing up at the lecture.
Yes, yes.
Thanks
that
a
really
whole
helped.
Fucking lot. That was great that you guys showed up. But
they're all out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. But anyway. It was fun. It was a fun lecture, and we might have changed another mind or two. We don't know. But we did have a paranormal group that wanted to investigate up here at the Brook Forest Inn. And our stipulation, because, you know, we are kind of the in charge of paranormal investigation peoples. And
here at Brook Forest.
Here at the Brook Forest Inn.
Yeah.
I thought it was everywhere.
We're staff. basically. Brian has staff, but we're staff. And they wanted to come up and investigate, so we said, well, the stipulation is you will have to be babysat by us, and we're going to need you to come to our lecture. So we think they might have come to the lecture. We're pretty sure they did.
Doing so drugs.
I see. So now it's on video, too. It's video. Doing drugs. So here we are. We're doing the show live remote as we wait for this other paranormal group to arrive so we can do the investigation. It's pretty exciting. I'm kind of hungry. And
all of us are kind of.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that we might have to have the kitchen do something for us.
They could drive down to McDonald's for us.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, we could go down to that pizza place.
That was good.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
What?
What pizza place?
Yeah, right down the road.
In Evergreen.
It's good. Since we're right okay. near Evergreen.
Okay, you're on a roll.
Evergreen, Colorado. So oh, anyway.
These nuts didn't show up.
Well, they may or may not, because they might show up at 8. So we'll see if that happens. But they didn't ever email you back yet, right?
They haven't emailed. They haven't called.
So more than likely, we're going to pack up right after this and go home.
Yeah, more than likely, they saw the first half of our lecture and
yeah,
that's where they left it.
When we got to the orb section, I think that they yeah. probably... And why don't you go into your conversation about orbs that you were wanting to?
There is a wonderful new TV show for you all to avoid called My Ghost Story 2.
My Ghost Story 2.
Which is opposed to My Ghost Story 1. This is the one that we were actually approached by the producers to use some of our footage.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out who was behind the production.
No, 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 no.
And I said, no. And they pay well, too.
You mean you turned down some money?
Yes.
For that's principal? Because,
that's how we are.
Yes.
Ah.
We are principalistic people.
They pay that, very well.
That's a word? What are you laughing at?
Nothing, just your
we
jail talk.
We are a principality.
What?
Anyway.
Your jail talk.
Yeah. It's not jail talk. I'm not over here speechifying. I'm facticating all the way.
Yeah. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah. Anyway, the first version of this TV show was orbtastic. This one was just as bad. The interesting part about it was, for those of you that have seen the Stanley Effect, I'm sorry, but for those of you that have seen the Stanley Effect, there was one woman that was in there who was attacked and scratched up on the fourth floor.
Wait, the way you say that.
By herself.
By herself when she went into the other room. Well, the nice thing about this is all of a sudden the My Ghost Story 2 show has her on there saying, well, we were just visiting the Stanley Hotel as guests, and we knew about the ghost stories, and we knew Stephen King had written about it, and this happened in the middle of the night, and it's the same footage they shot for the Stanley Effect. What a bold-faced lie.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's, you know, that goes along with our lecture on the for entertainment purposes only crap. And I see Guy Incognito's making comments about principalistic people also.
Yeah.
And he is so right.
Well, you know. But that's okay. At least we still have our principles.
Cinder Kitty must be reading the book live.
It starts to get steamy and then poof.
Is she referring to an orb?
I like hearing poofs. Anything involving me that goes poof.
I don't. Especially depending on what you've eaten.
Yeah.
I don't trust TV, and I thought it was so funny because we can segue right into the Denver Post article with this.
I love that article.
The Denver Post article, was that today's Denver Post? Or was,
yeah,
was
I think
that,
so.
Was that today? I thought it was maybe yesterday.
Today or yesterday.
Yeah. These two kids basically film a hoax UFO video, and they do a good job. They use a reflection technique, and it was just happened to be perfect for them, and they really thought it was funny and posted it on YouTube, and Denver posted a little story on it, you know, because it was the writer's sons who did it.
And then Rick, I can't boy. Take a joke, Nelson.
Rick Nelson is the biggest purveyor of woo in the area. Paranormal Research Forum is what he runs. And he gathers, he's turned it into a religion. And he gathers probably, what, 150 people a month?
Well, let's say 120 people a month.
Okay, let's
say 100. Well, let's just round it to 100.
Okay, let's take it to 200.
No, let's round it at 100 here.
Oh, I thought we were having fun with numbers.
No, if we take it to 100, yes, Bill Murphy did the My Ghost Story, Stu.
Yes.
Did I say Bill Murphy? Oh, and so did Barry Conrad, as long as I'm getting in trouble. Let's say he has 100 people.
Uh-huh.
And there's a suggested $5 donation at the door.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pulling down $500 a month.
Yep.
How much did it cost him to nothing. Book
all
the space.
Space and everything's the space donated. Is free?
Yep.
What about advertising?
There isn't
he
any.
He just has a like little email list and lets everybody know, and they come, and he's turned it into a religion.
It's the same 100 people every month.
Yeah. It's not new people, it's the same people, and they come and they give him money every month like clockwork because they believe everything out of this man's mouth.
No, 100 plus $5 is not 500. Notor's not going to be in charge of the budget next year, I'm telling you.
Well, we don't even have a budget.
That's why.
I think my math works really good.
Yeah, it works better than ours right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
That's ours.
Okay,
awful.
So let's try this differently.
But yeah, this show, they had a terrible, terrible EVP. And orb pictures more than you've ever wanted to see. But some of the best pareidolia shots I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
They have a demon looking in a window.
Uh-huh.
That unfortunately is a torn curtain on the window.
And paid the $5 donation.
I've gone. I didn't pay the $5 donation.
Well, I've gone and I paid like $2 and stuff. But it happens, you know. But the thing is, people believe everything out of his mouth, and they also believe everyone that he brings in to speak. It is the gospel. It is religion at this point. And we've been to a couple of them, and they have sucked. I mean, it has been.
We actually walked out of one of them in the middle.
Yeah, well, because I was bleeding from the mouth.
That was your mouth?
Yeah. Well, that's not where the blood originated, but it was pretty bad. I mean, they are just ridiculous. And
the guest last night or last month was talking about walk-ins.
What does that mean?
Is it like a barber possession kind of a thing?
Oh, I thought it was like a barber shop.
Well, yeah. Walk-ins welcome.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, you can have walk-ins in many barbershops.
Oh, you're having a flashback.
Kind of.
So I worked in a salon. Back to this thing. Back to... I didn't want to go into that. I want to get back to the...
What? This TV show?
Yeah.
It's horrible, people. I had nightmares.
Well, let's talk about how horrible Rick Nelson is for a few more minutes. Oh. That's fun. Because we were talking about the Denver Post article.
That's right. True.
And Rick Nelson crybabies his ass off. In the comment section about how irresponsible it is to post such a story. This guy is such a big baby. He sat up on the stage with Peter Boyles last Halloween and claimed he was a scientist. And I wanted to, just because he wears a fucking funny hat, and I wanted to jump up there and beat the hell out of him, and I almost got my chance a little later on until one of Peter Boyles' off-duty cop friends stopped me. It was absolute. The man is an idiot.
Have you heard of such a thing?
What is such
a thing? Mark Harmon seeks custody of Rick Nelson's son. Came out 1995. Anyway, go ahead about what you were saying.
It might not. You might stay away from Ricky Nelson.
Yeah, that's Ricky Nelson.
No, it says Rick Nelson.
Well, just be careful. Ricky Nelson's a.
Yeah.
He was a good guy, but you know.
So Paranormal Research Forum founder Rick Nelson.
His son's on the other hand.
That's him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, we won't go into that.
Go into the Nelsons now?
Yeah, we'll talk about the Nelson, or Nelson, Matthew and Gunner.
How did he come up with that?
Gunner?
Yeah.
Somewhere it's a normal name.
Well, it is in Germany.
Yeah, just not here.
Gunter.
Ooh.
I remember hearing Gunner.
Well,
I see Rick.
It's the translation.
Yeah, but it's an old one.
It's an old Rick.
Yeah.
And he's an old Rick now.
Somewhere in Silver Cliff Cemetery. Yeah, I wish.
Had a gaggle of students.
Oh, that's funny.
A gaggle?
Yes, a gaggle. My fingers.
With the Metro State College of Denver's Crypto Science Society.
Now, this is old.
Yeah, but he's been with the Crypto Science Society in terms of Alejandro Rojas having the cousin that works there, or that that's there or something. And
yeah, they've got that little cousin or niece or nephew or...
So they've got that little connection, and they exploit the hell out of it.
And this person had no respect, so, right, they call the students gaggle. And then it goes how they study spirit-piloted astral travel. And this is in parentheses. It's apparently a lot like airline travel, except you leave on time and have plenty of leg room.
Nice. Oh, God. But yeah, Rick Nelson's a friggin' moron. So he was posting on this Denver Post story about the kids doing the UFO thing. And then, of course, he invites all his woo friends to come make comments. Now, Stu sends it to us and says, hey, let's have fun with comments. But I didn't see that Stu went in and made one. And why, Stu, are you just trying to...
Well, no, I know why Stu didn't.
You're just spurring us, or
I
what?
I talked to him.
Oh, why didn't he?
Because he knew that if he did, he'd get on a rant and he'd still be typing at this minute.
That's a cop-out. Stu only wanted to get us to go in and do it so he could sit back and laugh.
No.
That's all it was.
The Examiner page is where I go off.
Right, well, you do.
Has there been an update on the Examiner page?
I don't know. I was going to go look.
Well, yeah, and you were saying that one of the stories mysteriously vanished.
Yes.
His attack on the Solar Ambassador.
I think it was hit by one of our special spy laser-armed satellites.
That's true.
Which can pinpoint the back of a person's pickup truck and take out evidence. It probably can zap an article.
That's probably.
On the internet.
Well, probably.
Well, it must have, because...
I bet the Chinese wish they had that technology. Could zap stuff off the internet.
They probably can.
Oh my gosh, I've missed so much in the chat room. Now somebody's giving birth.
In the chat room?
Well,
people bring a towel.
You're gonna
oh,
need
I forgot
more than
I
a
can't
towel.
Look at the comments on here.
All you need is a towel.
That is not true. Hot
no,
water.
Is.
They always make them go get hot
well,
water.
Well, they do, but that's just to get the freaked out guy out of their way.
Oh, Rick is saying the page is still gone.
Is my comment still there on the other page, though? Not that I commented, because that wasn't my name.
Okay, so anybody downloading this doesn't know what the hell we're talking about.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So,
well, we're talking about Sarah Palin now.
Oh, for the love of God, this show. Hey, it's exciting. It's live from the Brook Forest Inn, and it sucks.
Well, okay.
Well, let's see what else we got going on.
It's not my time to bring up subject
well,
matter.
Well, the good news, we are going to have to produce a new video.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, this is good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're reshooting episode one.
No, not
hopefully
that video.
I won't have to talk.
Not that video.
Well, that one too.
No, just you and me have to produce a new video.
Oh, what are we doing?
I don't have to. Gay.
It's going to be posted.
Did you say gay?
Yeah. I said yay.
Oh, okay. I was
but
say
I could say gay.
I was wondering why you were announcing
well, I'm waiting
that.
For him to describe.
Okay.
Describe. It's going to be you
gay?
And me.
Gay? That sounds so gay.
Okay, sorry. Okay, Brian.
It'll be you and me thanking the city of Denver.
Yes.
Oh, that does sound
for,
gay.
Yeah.
We would like to
for listening
you.
To us and helping support our push to not vote for the ET Commission.
Yes.
And we
yay.
Need to release that August the 1st, because that's when his things
do. We can do that. But the thing is will Stu have time to edit it?
We can edit it.
You guys don't need
we've
to be
got
edited.
The capability.
If Stu gives me the software.
You guys don't need to be edited.
I mean,
just do it.
If Stu helps me purchase the software that would be necessary. Is what I said. But can you guys see the background behind us here? How beautiful this is? This is nice.
It's a live bar.
It's very nice. Well, I actually can't see the bar, really. You can see some TVs back there.
Yes. But, it's almost like being in a TV set.
Yeah.
At a news station.
But yeah, this is just such a nice place. We really do enjoy it. And I wish they would make us some food. I wonder if I could get some attention.
I think you have to call on the phone. Isn't that the way it usually works?
Well, yeah, at the Yak and Yeti, that's how I do
well,
it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll transfer.
None of us have cell signal.
Oops, August 7th.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
August
7th. August 7th, we have that done. Now, should we give any information about... Let's go ahead and talk about Colorado X, because I don't think there's anything that's that secret about it. Basically, Colorado X, I'm going to spill the beans. What the hell? We are no longer doing it we're no longer going to have the premiere October 31st.
Get the year right.
Well, this year. We're not going to do it this year. Okay, it has
we'll
been pushed
be
back
premiering
to December
2012.
12th. Yeah, December 12th, 2012.
According to the Mayan calendar.
Yes. If you are a follower of the Mayan calendar, then the last day of it is
why?
When we will be premiering.
Why are people ignoring the Aztec calendar?
Because that one's just dumb. They were just copying the Mayans. They're like,
it goes longer.
Well, yeah, but what do you mean it goes long? How much longer does it go?
Now I got to look that up.
Yeah,
16 minutes. Live and learn, man. 16 minutes.
Because, if it's only a little bit, that doesn't make sense. But, it seems to me that the Mayan calendar is the most important because there's more urgency because it ends sooner. So,
you kidding? Our calendar ends this year.
Well, and every year there's usually people that think that that's the end of the world. There will be some furry guy in San Francisco with a sign hanging over his chest that says, "Repent. The end is near." So we lost Dallas Stone. He's no longer with us tonight.
Actually, he stepped out to do some paranormal investigating.
Stepped out to do a midnight.
With his K2 meter?
Yeah, his 10-inch long K2 meter. He stepped out to do a midnight
investigation. With all the light bulbs.
Wait, that's light bulbs. Those aren't light bulbs.
Well, what are they?
They're LEDs.
Oh, wow.
Which is completely different. She says a bank of light bulbs. That sounds like track lighting. That's what that sounds like. It's like they're on stage. There's a bank of light bulbs in front of
them. It was 10 inches long. Requires a lot of illumination.
Yeah, it's like what? They're like 6 inches maybe?
Oh, I don't think you should be measuring on there. 10 inches, right?
10 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most guys, 10 inches, I think, is like that.
Oh, you think?
For most guys,
you have not done research?
Well, from what I hear, that's how women complain. That guys can't measure.
But you heard these complaints.
Yeah. I have. I don't know what you're trying to pigeonhole me into,
anything.
But yeah, you're saying a lot is
no,
what you're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking a question.
And just in time, Dallas Stone returns.
Thank goodness, because...
With a drink in his hand.
All right.
Looks like it could be fine.
Could be.
So, anywho, how about we toss on some commercials?
I just
got back, man.
Well, you can get another drink. Get another drink for all I care. Because, I think it's time for commercials because Notor's now irritated me. So maybe I'll...
Okay, go play your commercials.
And maybe I'll go and see if they'll make us some food. That would be fun, huh?
I was going to go to Denny's. They have better... they have food there.
Well, the thing is that's a long time to wait, especially if people show up to
then
have
we can negotiate.
Hold their hands. All right. Well, whatever. Either
They're
way,
probably we're listening to the show.
Either way, we're
on
doing
the drive up.
How are they going to listen to the show on the drive up?
With their eye touch.
It can't be
and
done.
Where's the signal coming from?
They are psychics.
That's true. I'm turning off your mic now.
We'll be back in a minute.
See how much clearer that sounds? She's sitting there with her hand balancing on her computer the whole time. Are you tired of all the paranormal shows on TV today?
I'm being drawn to this corner. And in this corner, I can tell you that... the emotions are so strong. At some point, somebody had some really strong emotions here.
Finally now, there's a show that tells the truth about all of this stupid crap. It's called Colorado X, Case Files of the Paranormal. This show takes a hard look at the paranormal claims of the Colorado area. Things like urban legends, hauntings, alien activity, you name it.
Oh, but I know that there's something here. It's got to be a ghost. There's got to be a ghost here. I can see just about everything.
Didn't see that coming, did you, you stupid son of a...
Stay tuned to find out more information on Colorado X, Case Files of the Paranormal. No actual mediums were harmed in the making of this commercial.
I love my husband more than anything.
Which is why I was surprised to find her sleeping with the teenager next door.
Now I take each day one day at a time. I didn't know what I had till it was almost gone. Now I'm faithful and haven't terminated a pregnancy in over a year. I stopped obsessing about my weight. Now there's just more of me to love. They say America's fatter than ever. But when you're number one, it's time to celebrate. And why not celebrate with cake every day?
Celebrate cake.
Every week, there's a new case.
The girl was murdered right here in this room. thousands of unconfirmed stories about the case.
Now, my sister's best friend, she says that they grabbed that girl and they spun her around by her ankles, and now, every Tuesday after the full moon, you can still see the blood.
Two teams search for the truth. One, Colorado's premier paranormal research group, and the other, a group of skeptics. You're dumb.
No, my friend, you're dumb.
No, pretty sure you're the dumb one.
Yeah, no, look, see, not only are you dumb, but you're also a douchebag.
You want to know the truth? Well, then tune in to an episode of Colorado X. Details coming soon.
What?
Dead air.
I got to it when I got to it.
Commercials are over.
Don't complain.
Nothing about being on time.
Were those commercials fantastic? Yes, they were.
Sure they were.
All right. I think they were. I think they were absolutely fantastic.
Warning Radio.
Warning Radio. Home of the Laughing Monkey.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm glad you think
Most paranormal radio shows have something important. We have a laughing monkey.
That signifies that we have something important.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a sign.
Nobody else has a laughing monkey.
Oh my gosh. Rick, please.
We're in monkeys again.
Nothing, just Rick.
We're in the mountains in Colorado and I'm hearing monkeys.
Yeah, that's strange. You know, the ones that I miss, though. I'm trying to find the... Chipmunk's up here. That's what I was looking for.
Ah. Those are up here.
So is the cavalry.
And he's stuck.
Alright.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, where were we?
See, we were starting to talk about Colorado X. What's going on with Colorado X right
yes,
now?
Yes.
Now, before...
It's somewhere between idle and turning on.
Well, let's just say that before we were producing the show... Well, we weren't, but they were producing the show to be shown on Rocky Mountain PBS and Channel 54 in the northern markets, and then it was also going to go on the web with the full episodes. And that was, you know, going to be a fun concept in hopes that a larger, you know, network would pick up the show, or a production company or something would pick up the show, and they would have a chance to see it first. But we would be creating it for that specific purpose to start with. Now it seems that there is a production company out in L.A., and I'm not talking about Louisiana. That
would be cool.
This is starting to sound a bit like Scarlett Salem. Go ahead.
He doesn't sound like Scarlett Salem. He doesn't have a high-pitched voice with the...
Oh, don't you know.
Fargo accent.
Yeah. So anyway, there is a production company that for some reason, some obligation, some blackmailing, some something, that they seem to think that the show might be worth something. So now our deadline is January 1st to reshoot some of the scenes with this different perspective in mind, now that we're not really shooting it for...
They're shooting from 45 degrees above our head.
Right, exactly. It's going to be slightly... That was a terrible joke. We're going to have a slightly different perspective now, I guess, like Brian said. Dallas, I mean.
Yes.
So
it's Dallas Stone to you people.
Right. So the fact that it's delayed is actually a good thing, because this could mean bigger stuff for all of us. A nationally syndicated show. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's one of those things that you learn not to get too excited until you've got a reason to be excited. So we're just kind of like, whatever.
Which means we're never excited.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is we keep doing what we're doing regardless. It doesn't matter. We just do what we do. So, and we're going to continue to do exactly what we do.
Because if we weren't, we wouldn't be doing it.
That's exactly true.
This conversation's fallen down right
here. It is. Now,
Oh, Buck Dallas. No, Buck is the cop's name.
No, it's Buck.
Buck Rogers.
God, I need to look now.
It's Buck Henry.
No, it's not Buck. If Buck Henry was in the book, I'd be all for it. He is one sick, twisted old man, though.
It's Buck Owens.
He'd be cool.
Yeah, he'd be cool, too. Excellent guitarist, Buck Owens.
Okay.
Didn't you ever watch Hee Haw? Why are you looking at me so blank?
I'm from Oklahoma.
So you should have seen Hee Haw.
We didn't have TV.
You had Nazis.
No, not in Oklahoma.
Oh, well, you had them somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Buck Walter.
Gwen Hollyhock. You.
Dallas Stone. Mary Hollyhock.
Buck is the cop's name. Home Run Derby.
What?
Guy Incognito brought
nobody's
it up.
Nobody's watching Home Run Derby. No, it's not Buck Nasty. That's pretty funny.
That would be
Buck
your
Walker,
name.
Tuck, Texas Ranger.
That's right.
So anyway, we
just watched a lot of Tam.
Yes, oh, yeah, Tam was this last weekend, and next week our guest is going to be Allison Smith, who we will be talking to about the whole Tam thing and
see if she qualifies for the $1 million challenge.
Right. The amazing meeting. It is the largest skeptic gathering.
Ever.
On this planet.
Yes, on this planet that
ever.
We're aware of. So, except for the 900 bar camps, this is setting the bar.
I'm just saying that because Reed's in the chat.
Well, of course I am. I've got to throw something about bar camps in there. But no, Skeptic Camp actually had a very good presence at TAM.
They gave out presents?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Reed about that. But no, they had an absolutely great presence. They were mentioned in a couple of different talks.
Constantly.
And so it was pretty exciting. So something that we were actually a part of got to be...
Rick liked Tam.
Well, Tam was a lot.
Why wasn't Rick at the lecture?
Well, because he was watching Tam, maybe.
He was watching Tam.
Oh, they want Rebecca Watson.
Well, we could ask her. We just never attempted.
Yeah, we'll get her. Don't worry.
Does anyone know about Kitty Mervin? See if anybody
knows. I'm not hearing any responses.
I don't know who you're asking.
Yeah.
See, maybe you shouldn't rest your hands on your computer until you're ready to type. It's just
no, I think the noise is still there.
It's lighter, though. And then put them back on the keyboard. You hear the difference? Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
Great, she has a therm.
As soon as you push your fingers on the keyboard, rest them on the keyboard. Yeah. Swell. See, it doesn't happen on the Mac.
I don't know. You're lying to me.
All right. Anyway, but Tam
yes,
was
we
a...
we need to get the SGU folks.
Yes, we do. Tam was a wonderful event this year, and we wish we could have been there, although we were originally scheduled to be there. We are not bitter about that.
We got bumped.
Is when some of the regular employees of JREF got bumped, we also got bumped. When they got bumped from JREF into different positions. Changing of the guard.
The reorganization.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense.
We got reorganized.
There was some paper shuffling and we got lost.
Reorganized right on off the schedule.
Exactly. But we were on the short list. So if anybody like Emily Rosa didn't show up, then we would have been
exactly.
Right in there. But we're hoping for next year. We're going to start early bothering the hell out of them and hopefully we'll get in there next year.
When's our next lecture?
You're just changing subjects like crazy, aren't you?
Keep
that thought, though, because we do need to talk about that.
Yes.
But, because we can't keep a straight thought in this radio show this week for some reason.
I can't do it on thecuriouspodcast.com either.
It's the drugs I'm taking.
Nice plug, that was good.
Thank you.
When is our interview going to air anyway, or be up?
Probably not until our next bi-monthly. You have to talk to our executive producer / editor
and
/
co-host.
Sound guy / talent.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Well, we will be talking to him and see what we can... Well, he'll just let us know, I'm sure. So, we'll see. Or you'll let us know.
Well, you have a liaison, so...
Right.
You will be informed.
That's true.
Unlike the other direction.
Right.
You know.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah. We're pretty good about letting people know.
Yeah. Wah, is all I can say right now.
So now back to the subject on hand.
You were informed, is all I can say. Anyway.
Can the lecture be in Denver someday? Yeah, we would love it to be.
Yeah.
Get us a spot, guy.
Yeah, if you can find us a spot to do it where we don't have to pay, we'll be glad to do it. But what was directed towards short bus? Stu, dude. Okay, we'll keep the show clean. It's been so clean so far. So anyway, yeah, Tam was great. Getting to watch the stream, you know, whenever I had an opportunity was a lot of fun. Got to watch a $1 million challenge.
Yeah, that was great.
And
by great, I mean it was a failure in a beautiful worldwide kind of a way.
Well, you really have to wonder, how did she not know she was gonna fuck up that bad? How did she not know that? Because she had to have practiced this crap at home. And was she right every time she did it at home?
Yes.
Or did she magically forget?
No, she was.
Every time she was wrong.
The thing that I didn't get is she did okay when the cards were face up and they were like calibrating her.
Right,
they did at the beginning.
Yeah, then that was fine. She was doing great. But I don't understand how, you know, because I would be at home going, trying to recreate the conditions I'm going to have to do it in for JREF.
We just got an offer of a space.
Oh, okay, we can do it in your office. We usually don't have more than a dozen people show up for our fucking lectures.
So. Rick said Connie is now crying cheat. Apparently,
really?
It took a while for it to gel. And then
she had a card shark magician running the cards for the test?
Well, I think, you know, they did risk being called cheats by having...
By having Banachek do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I kind of thought that, too. I thought Banachek should have been standing there with his arms crossed watching for any fraud instead of actually handling the cards.
I still think my card picker-upper idea was good. Then it would have been removed.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
No hands. Yeah. Directly on the cards.
Yeah, have them all examined. But she agreed to everything, so I don't know what she's crying cheat about. And she's also the idiot that said, oh, it was my entities that, you know, they weren't allowing me to do this correctly, and I don't know why, but someday I'm sure I will know why.
But when your entities go on strike...
Well, they're like, hey, you're in front of James Randi, you don't work.
Well, it's like King Supers.
Just like it's identical to King Supers, as a matter of fact. I don't know why I didn't think of bringing up King Supers before. That's identical.
Well, that's because we know somebody who works at King Supers.
We do?
She was at the lecture. Mm-hmm.
Do we?
Yes, the lady from the karate school.
Oh, she works at King Supers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I don't know why you're even bringing that up. So go ahead on what you're saying.
I don't know either. But yeah, Tam was a lot of fun to watch, and I'm going to go ahead and blame Tam for why we didn't have a big turnout.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, that we were kind of preempted by Tam, and that's fine. But Linda Rosa did make it, and we were very honored to have her in the crowd.
Yes, thank you.
She was wonderful. She had some great ideas, and she seemed to enjoy herself. Watching Linda Rosa do the pendulum was a wonderful thing.
Oh, that was good.
Fun.
Yeah, because she did. Great job.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to, you know, basically teach the crowd how to use a pendulum, and we brought up a gentleman on stage and taught him how to use dowsing rods, and he was amazed. That was so funny when his dowsing rods were following my cup of water.
Oh, that was. And I like the lady that you transferred the power to.
Oh,
she was adorable, because
yeah.
when she came up, she wanted to pick a very special pendulum for her friend. And I said, yes, that's fine. So she was actually sorting through the pendulums. And she didn't know how you transferred the power, but she thought it was really neat that you did.
Are you serious?
Yes.
She didn't know how I transferred the power?
You know, the
no.
You
she know came up and told you that?
Yes.
You know the really funny thing about
I'll
that?
Show you, I'll
never
show you how I transferred the power.
I had never seen him do this before. And by watching him,
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't the most obvious thing in the world.
I know.
It was so cute.
Did
though,
you see how I transferred the power?
He was pretty much shaking her going,
I never know these things, how they work.
This is the card.
I choose to believe.
I put my two hands around her throat, and I said, will you play along? She was not getting it.
Because she believed.
Oh, she
and
was
she
a believer all the way.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what she said.
Well, that's the thing is from when I put the crowd into a slight hypnosis with that the
that was
phone book
interesting
thing.
To watch.
And it was, and I could see exactly who I needed to choose out of the audience for these certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the dowsing guy, boom, he worked perfectly. But she She didn't move at all on that, so I knew I shouldn't choose her. So I said, now I need somebody. She's the only one in the crowd that volunteers. And it's like, damn it. I guess I have to choose her. So she came up and screwed up the entire thing. Cause, yeah,
well,
I mean,
she got it right.
Well, you know. Eventually, yeah. 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 I mean, did you like my and sleep?
That was funny. But she still was believing, like I said, and she was purposely trying to find a very particular
pendulum
because yeah. She thought that they had been specially made.
Well, they were specially made. You watched
them. Specially cast, in a sense, because she thought the patterns on them...
Oh, were all deliberate.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's... Yes, we had magical pendulums that we gave out to the crowd.
I was calling them pendulums of power.
Pendulums of power,
I was
yes.
At the door.
And that
Thank
was
you.
Good. That was good.
It's a lot better than what you were saying.
And for the people
magical
that show
pendulums?
Yeah, it's
well,
not
they,
quite I'm, the
they're just descriptive. It's not like a trademarked name. I'm
no,
just
alliteration.
I'm just, it's just descriptive. Yeah. It'd be descriptive.
And
so,
for
but
those
we will
of you
call them
be their next one?
The pendulums of power. Mm. That's what we'll call them. Yeah. But they are magical pendulums.
Next
they
month,
cool.
huh? We're going to give away more.
Yes, we will. So if anybody wants to come and get a free pendulum of power...
While they're still available, because they're limited edition.
They are. We'll like have 50
and
for the first 50 that show up.
And we will never have them like again.
Right. So, yeah, there's no way to get them again because the magical components won't be available.
That's true.
Oh.
So, well, I mean, yes. The ring was thrown into...
We will have killed all the fairies that it took to make them.
Exactly.
Oh, no
exactly.
More fairies.
There was a lot of fairies that had to die for those. So appreciate them, those of you that have one. But those were some pretty amazing pendulums, and I loved watching almost everyone in the crowd. It worked perfectly. Some people had their pendulum just swinging like crazy.
Except the poor person who had no soul.
Right, right.
And she still was a little upset.
Well, what was I supposed to? What was I
supposed
to tell her?
You have no soul.
Well, it's
you should just say you have no power.
That was
the pendulums. The pendulums hanging there in her hand. It wouldn't move. It was obvious the girl has no soul. And I wasn't saying it to her so much as I was as a warning to those around her. Is really what
it
was.
And she was just she got you back though later. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
that
they
was
got
fun.
You back.
That was fun. But then we did capture Cletus finally. Cletus was a little bit of a pain in the ass, but he finally did get caught.
Cletus had no patience, apparently.
Well, I think we had no patience, but mm-hmm. but yeah, we caught him. Cletus is a ghost that we brought home with us from Deadwood.
Stu thinks you killed Chip.
I killed Chip?
Uh-huh.
When did we kill Chip?
I
assume he's referring to is that coffee guy.
Yeah, Chip Coffee, as is what I'm guessing.
Well, have we heard anything from him?
Maybe. Oh, Reap was saying that he made a prank call to Chip.
Really?
And, Reap. Yeah. So
Reap, go Reap.
Yeah, Reap. That's so beautiful. And I have to also commend Reap for last week's show.
That was beautiful.
Oh, the crappy
hippo.
That was fantastic.
That was so.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, Chip is more of a pixie.
That's true.
Now I get it. Okay, I'm slow. All right, thank you, Rick.
Yeah, that chat room hippo was...
That was beautiful.
That was just really
that
well
was beautiful.
Done.
And all you guys did a great job going over there and
Including
causing trouble.
Including our guest.
Yes.
Our guest went
Maybe
over.
Maybe next week.
She was wonderful.
Allison would go in there with us.
Yeah, that would be
I
fun.
I know could, she would go in
we
there.
We could get Allison over there. Yeah. I don't think she would balk at that. So that'd be fine. It's going to be great having Allison on the show. And then shortly after that, I'm not sure if it's going to be within a week or two after that, we should have Banachek on. And he's going to be great. Since they were both at TAM, they're going to be able to give us some really good recaps of how everything went. And but I'm really interested on Allison's take of all the behind-the-scenes stuff on the Million Dollar Challenge. That's going to be fun. So looking forward to that big time. And Reed, I have to tell you, I am terribly sorry that this week's show isn't as electric as last week's show.
Well, that's because Rick won't let us talk about certain things.
Yeah, Rick doesn't like us to talk about garbage disposals.
Right. Or the hippo.
Or
right?
The hippo. He doesn't like the hippo. So, you know, there's we have to be careful about our audience, and we have to keep it kind of light. So, because Rick, you know, has a weak constitution.
Oh, and we will be having JT back on.
Oh, okay.
In the studio.
Okay.
He has requested it.
Oh, really?
Oh.
So well, I know it'll happen this time.
Well, I'm poor and I had to sell that guitar, so hopefully...
He has guitars.
Okay. Well, I have another one. Who is JT? JT, that is
Jonathan
Justin
Pierce.
Timberlake.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake. I'd love to have Justin on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go again. Jonathan
Tiersten is...
hold on, we'll give his bio.
Okay. We'll do that.
There he is.
Garbage disposal
star stuff. Star of Sleepaway Camp and Return to Sleepaway Camp and the new Sleepaway Camp Radio. Jonathan can also be seen in the band 10 Tears. Oh, sorry.
Because that don't say no radio.
It wasn't me.
Jonathan can also be seen in the band 10 Tears Sleepaway
Camp. Who typed this?
Wow. Also B?
Yeah.
I'm not letting him fill out his bio anymore.
Well, was he drunk? I mean,
well, that's true.
The times that we had him on the show, he's done the rock and roll party in a little bit before the show.
Yeah, he does that.
And he was when we had Lloyd Kaufman and Jonathan Tiersten on that time. He was hilarious.
He should be in Midnight Investigations because he is piercing blue eyes.
Yes, he should be. He is that
type
of guy.
He could be the cop.
Yeah, he could. We'll call him Buck.
All right.
That would be good. But he's a funny guy. Every time we have him on, it is hysterical. He didn't like the fruit flies that were flying around my apartment the first time.
No.
Ooh, I'm glad I missed that.
They were more pets than they were.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Fruit flies, really.
Yes. Well, and I've seen some of your pets.
When you have to feed baby tarantulas fruit flies, some are going to get out.
I haven't seen the tarantulas in a while. Are they still alive?
They're in the TARDIS.
Are they still alive?
Yes, they are. They're still alive.
Okay.
You can hold one.
I like that. Rick says next time you get a guest, say you have Teller from Penn and Teller on the line. You can prove it by the fact that it's silent.
Oh, that is great. I think that's cool. And talk about wood chippers.
Oh, that's right. We can talk about wood chippers. So you saw Fargo, Rick?
Good movie.
Man, that was a great wood chipper scene.
That's not the only time wood chippers have been. I mean, we have real life examples of wood chippers.
Give us one.
He would be a great guest.
Frosty the Snowman.
He's the forensic scientist that was who spoke in the O.J. trial. He was the one who actually found the murderer from the wood chip remains of his wife. That's where Fargo was inspired to have the wood chip scene from an actual case that this forensic scientist solved.
Do you keep saying he? Do you know who he is?
I don't. You know, I'm no good with names. I can find him.
Okay, that would be fun.
Maybe I can get in contact with him. Yeah. Oh, that would be fun.
That would be fun. Let's do it. Let's have him on.
I'm gonna look right now.
We have had some fun guests on the show. Well, we're not going to call him up now, that's for sure. But we have had some fun guests on this show, and we're going to continue to have some more fun guests. So if you guys have
like
some good
Kitty,
ideas.
Like Kitty,
maybe. Well, I would love to have Kitty on.
Kitty Mervin.
Love to have Kitty on. So why don't, as soon as we know when Banachek's going to be on, why don't we schedule her in either the week before or the week after.
Okay, I'll try.
All right. That'll work out perfectly. So everybody tune in next week, and we will get a very good in-depth review of how TAM went and how the Million Dollar Challenge went. Oh, and by the way, the Million Dollar Challenge, for those of you that didn't see it, was a woman who was dowsing for cards. She was using a pendulum.
Why is it called dowsing if you use a pendulum?
Well, because it's the same type of thing. I mean, you're seeking out things by holding a pendulum over it.
Oh.
So it's a form of dowsing. You just don't use dowsing rods. And she was supposed to find whatever number was picked up. What about him?
He's asking to be a friend.
Oh, well, then he should be. Brian Walsh.
Cool dude.
Yeah. So she somehow agreed to have Banachek handling her cards, which I thought was hysterical.
That's a dumb thing.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're doing. You don't let Banachek hold the cards.
Right. Yeah, there will be an illusion that will pop out. I'm surprised a rabbit didn't come out of his ass or something in the middle of that.
Yeah, right,
you know?
In the middle of it, a puppy crawls out of one of the cards or something.
Yeah,
Henry Lee.
Dr. Henry Lee. That is the forensic scientist that she's talking about.
He's amazing.
So, but this woman failed pathetically. And it was interesting because all of the JREF people involved, including Banachek, really seemed to be rooting for her. And I really appreciated that. I thought that was very cool.
Oh, look. Dr. Henry Lee's website.
Oh, nice going. You found it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing good work.
Yeah, when you contact him and tell him that we'd like to have him on the show, just tell him that Scarlet Salem is on. That'll get him in.
Starving artist tarantulas only eat fruit flies when they're babies. They're just tiny little guys. We actually used one of the baby tarantulas to recreate the gas station
the
Blue Angel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, you should have seen him picking the wings off of little critters.
They want to know how many baby tarantulas you have in your TARDIS.
I only have four right now.
He had like 300.
No, I only had 5 to begin with.
And what happened to number 5?
I gave it to a neighbor.
Oh, number 5 is still alive then.
Yes.
All right, just checking.
Yeah, they're all still alive. They're all doing good.
You're so right. He is so cool. They're talking about Dr. David.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. It's 8 o'clock. I say we get the
hell out.
Yeah,
let's go home.
We're going to go get something to eat. But we're really thankful.
Those people haven't shown up.
Yeah.
Nope.
We're really thankful that you guys hung with us for this show, because we were kind of forced to do this one up here. Just because of this other paranormal.
Yeah, it's
not our normal setting.
2 days off from work, too.
Yeah, so we're a little out of sorts. We got jet lag from flying up here to the Brook Forest.
The duck.
I didn't have my devil duck.
Yeah.
I did have the screaming one.
But it's not quite the same out here.
We haven't seen Dorb in a while.
Bad. Yeah, Dorbs. Dorbs.
No, we're not. Who's Chicken and Waffle?
Chicken and Waffle Biatch is Rhonda.
Oh. Girl, we got to go out.
Doesn't work that way.
No, we're not staying. We're not staying.
Warning radio.
No, we're not staying.
You kiss your mama with that mouth.
Okay, we're out of here.
So, yeah, I think we could. But like I said, we appreciate all you people that decided to hang out with us. And next week is going
to
be a much...
Yeah, since you didn't come to the lecture.
Right, since you didn't come to the lecture.
You're going to come to the next one, though. It's free.
And the last free one will be in October, so you guys have a limited amount of time to get in on these free lectures.
Get a limited edition power pendulum.
Right, and the pendulum of power. It's like Tower of Power, for those of you that...
Oh, yeah.
Are hip. But like I said, Reed, we understand you were, occupied, but the rest of all y'all need to be hitting us up on some of these lectures.
Okay.
And they are like a snowflake. They're different every time. So we'll talk to you later.
We mean it for real this time.
Somebody
right?
told me that
Bye.
You were so stupid, but I didn't believe them. But now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid.